Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you all back with us, a program where we really do work on building community. And we have, actually we're going to have several guests, but we have one lovely guest who's with us right now. And I'm telling you, what she's doing is, it really has a lot to do with helping build community. She is Ms. Barrett, Ms. Jane Barrett, and it's so good to have you in the house. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. And I tell you what, you are working in an area where you are really helping to change lives. Because we're talking about work that you're doing at the Augusta University's Cancer Center. Before you begin to go into what's happening at the Cancer Center, what the mission of the Cancer Center is, and your specific role in that mission, if you could give us a little bit more background information about Ms. Barrett, let us know where you're coming from and what life was, what you were doing with life when you were there.
Yes, well, I am the Associate Director of Development for the Georgia Cancer Center, which is at Augusta University. I've been there in this role for a little over a year now, but the Georgia Cancer Center, we're kind of a unique organization. I said we're part of Augusta University, but not only do we treat patients from the community that have cancer, but we have a whole research facility where we've got people, you know, working in the labs every day, really 7 days a week, trying to find cures for cancer. They're doing research and putting people on clinical trials and trying to find ways to help improve the lives of people with cancer and in some cases rid them of the cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So
is that something that we're seeing more of?
Yes.
People actually being rid of the cancer?
Well, in some cases, yes. They are able to, you know, I get asked all the time, are we going to have a cure for cancer in the next few years? And of course, everybody would love to say, yes, we're going to have a cure for cancer. But the reality of it is there's so many different types of cancers out there, and every cancer affects each person differently. So you and I could have the same cancer, but it would affect you differently than it would affect me. So our researchers are working in the labs and trying to find ways to target specific cancers, or in some cases, you know, someone may get a diagnosis that they're not going to live but for a few years, but they may be able to come up with a way to at least make the next few years of their lives a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They've got something called immunotherapy, which is actually using the body's own immune system to help fight the cancers. So they're coming up with all sorts of research related to immunotherapy to help those patients.
Because it's part of the challenge when it comes to cancer, mm-hmm. that the cancer has a way of turning the body's cells, including its own immune system, against itself.
Exactly, yeah. So
now we're coming up with the way to say, okay, we see what you're doing, cancer.
Right.
Now we're going to get our immune systems to do what it's supposed to do,
exactly.
And come down on you.
Right,
turn
the tables. So every day they're working on that in our labs. And often cases, you know, our researchers in the labs are then able to come up with this research, and then they can discuss it with our doctors who are actually treating the patients and use some of this new research on our patients.
And you mentioned clinical trials as being part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the keys to making clinical trials successful, particularly when it comes to getting people who will agree to participate?
Right. So that is something that we talk about frequently. And a lot of it is just letting people in the community know about these clinical trials that we have. Because if you've got clinical trials, you need people to participate. And so, you know, we always say cancer is the great equalizer. It doesn't discriminate. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're male, female, what race you are. I mean, cancer's going to come out there and find people regardless. Mm. And so we'd love to put as many people on these clinical trials as we can to help them out. But oftentimes it's just letting people in the community know that we're here, we're doing these clinical trials, and we need participants. So it's great we have these,
yeah.
But oftentimes it's just finding the people who are willing to participate.
And those who do agree to participate, do they tend to be people who are in more advanced stages of the cancer, or are they the ones who may be recently discovered?
Yeah, I think both. Oftentimes, you know, it does help, obviously, the earlier the cancer mm-hmm. is detected to be able to go ahead and put you on a clinical trial, but they can put them on at different stages of cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, So that's what you're doing now. Tell us your title again.
Yeah, so I'm Associate Director of Development. So my job is to raise funds for the Cancer Center. That's working with people out in the community, corporations, foundations. We do get support from the state, but we also rely on private philanthropy to help us, accomplish our mission and help us get out there and help these patients and come up with these cures for cancer. So I'm out there, trying to get support from the community and also, helping with some of the events that we do to raise funds, working with people like our guests here, John and Zizi, who are putting on events to raise funds for the Cancer Center. So I get to work with them
as well.
And
we're definitely going to be talking some more about some of those events, including the upcoming event that Zizi's going to be telling us about shortly. Welcome.
Yep. Hi.
And I definitely want you to talk about some other developments, too. Some developments that we can literally see with our physical eyes. And mm-hmm. I'm referring to the facilities and what y'all are doing there. So we're going to be hearing more about that before this half hour is up, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the things that the Augusta University is doing, particularly their Cancer Center. And we hear about, Jane was just talking with us about what we're doing to help people who have cancer. Some of them actually finding themselves rid of the disease. Others, it may just be an improvement of the quality of life. But man, when you're going through a lot of pain, you're going through a lot of anxiety because of something that's gone wrong in your body, and you can get some relief, that's worth more than its weight in gold. So please don't dismiss that. Those of you who have never had cancer or any other issue in your body that was just with you all the time, we have somebody who's going to be helping us with the fundraising part of it. Ms. Zizi Wright, playwright. Hello, and how are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good to have you back in the house. I see you brought your partner with you again.
Yes.
Mr. John Wright, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good to see you again.
You too, sir.
So last time we talked, you had a play that you had written, and it was soon to be exposed to the public. How did that go?
It went fantastic to the point where I wasn't intending on doing it this soon because we just did this in June. But so many people were calling and asking, when are you going to do this play again?
Interesting.
So we decided to do this play again. And, of course, I always, with my plays, give to a cause. So we decided this time to give to the cause of cancer. And with the Augusta University, they connected us with the Research Center, which was, amazing because they're doing so many great things, with, to cure, well, not actually cure cancer, but with cancer, doing the research for it. And and also with this, several people in the cast, some of their family members have dealt with cancer. The person I'm named after, my aunt, she passed away from cancer. Hmm. So it's dear to all of our hearts.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons why we chose this particular to give to.
How does that impact what's going on inside you? I mean, I know that you pour your heart, your soul into the plays that you write, you present to the people, because on some kind of level you connect with what you've written and what you're sharing with them. But in this case, like you said, there's not only a connection, but in this way, in this time, you and several others who are involved in the play know what it is to experience the pain associated with this cause.
My father was dealing with it for a while, and I saw what my mother went through with that. And so I wanted to, let people know about the resources that were out there to help them. That was very important to me. And also, like I said, some of the other cast members. John's father passed away, because of cancer. And so that's why it was very important to us to, show them what resources that were out there. And also to let them know about just community support, that we're here for you. And because sometimes you need that community to help.
You know? Needing community to help. And that's what this is about. This is about community. And I'm curious. You're there providing a service, a ministry, a mission that is going to be helping in one way or another any number of people. You're partnering with the Cancer Center at Augusta University, who certainly has a mission to help people. And when we talk about people, as you've already alluded to, we're not talking about just the individual who actually has the cancer. We're talking about the family members and everybody else to whom that person with the cancer means something, mm-hmm. who are being helped. Now, I'm saying that to ask this, with all of that being so much a part of this play's equation, so much a part of this mission, with the pain being so close to home, is it any harder for you to actually do the presentation this time around? Isn't it any easier? Is it about the same? You just have to put your mind in a different zone.
I'm actually humbled that, you know, the people that we're working with, because of the cause. I'm humbled that the cast members, because they're giving up their time doing this, you know, and so I'm humbled that they think enough of this project and to put, you know, their pain and their different things aside to say, yes, we're going to team up and we're going to do everything that we can do to help others in the community that's dealing with this disease.
That's what community is about, ladies and gentlemen. Sacrifice. It's about doing what you can to help someone else, even if it means you deal with a little bit of your own pain. We're going to be talking some more about what is happening with this partnership. I'm impressed by the fact that the community said, you know what? It's not another play that we want you to do. We want you to do the same play. They liked Dreams of Harlem so much, they wanted you to bring that one back. Encore presentation, ladies and gentlemen. Coming back in just a few, we will hear some more from Jane Barrett as she talks with us about some of the changes, some of the development we can literally see taking place with the Cancer Center. We'll hear some more about the upcoming play. We want you to get the times, the dates, so that you can be there and be part of it. We'll be right back giving that info in just a few.